This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of the hot hits in the news talk radio world with our panel of experts. It varies from time to time. The two stalwarts that are here most of the time, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Thanks to him for the time and effort that he puts into this. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Thanks again to her as well. Jennifer Horn is going to say, what, am I chopped liver? I can hear that. Jennifer is from the DJV program and also does the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. I always, every once in a while I trip up on that, John. The Space Coast, the Gold Coast, they're almost one and the same, or at least some would say that they are. So, all right, we have all of our people here to go through some of the, we'll try to, I always try, and good intentions to get through all the top 10 stories and the people. If I just do the list, it seems before I get very far down the list, we want to jump in. Although, with this list here this week, number 10, all about the holidays and how much money we're spending, which is outrageous, it would seem. If you heard, this would be something all of you might talk about in your various incarnations, that there are, what was it, the number, Jennifer, we came up with when we were talking about it earlier in the week, 16% of the people who use, what do I have going on in my ear
What's
here?
What's that?
I don't know.
Someone's being attacked by a wild noise.
Could be.
No, that's Cupcake.
Cupcake, oh good. Thank you, Cupcake.
Very nice to meet you.
Thank you, Cupcake. Anyway, the...
Bring it on to work day.
Yes, the business about how much we're spending, and then couple that with what is the debt left over from last year, 16% of people are still, who charge things for last Christmas,
yeah,
still paying off the debt. Yeah, and now they're adding more to it. So it's
the American way. Leave them alone.
So what are we buying that was so expensive last year that we're paying it off?
Well... I don't know.
Think about what's in vogue. I mean, what do kids want now? They don't want board games. They don't want Barbies even anymore. They want iPads. They want laptops. They want cell phones.
Oh, it's the kiddie winkies that we're paying off.
Has anybody said no lately?
Everything popular costs a lot of money. You know, nobody's just happy with the doll.
No, I am.
Good, that's what I got you for Christmas, so winning.
Thank you very much.
Winning.
Winning. Immigration reform is number 9 on the list. I don't see, there was something, though, that came out this week about Trump and whether or not they were going to get funding from some private source. I've forgotten. Can you do that? This sort of ties in with what we do. What our campaigns do with the extra money that's left over. That's another thing. We get to the presidential election. I want to talk about what you all know regarding where the money goes that's left over. For example, I might as well talk about it now a little bit. Kamala Harris is out, but yet she has $10 million left of the $37 million that were raised for her presidential election hopes. So what does she do with the $10 million? What can you do with the $10 million? Anybody?
Well, Doug, as I understand, a couple of things she can do. She can fund other campaigns and such like that. She could start a nonprofit and then try to work the system where she or someone she knows and likes gets paid from that nonprofit from the $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And she also fund her
for the kids. I didn't say
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't say that. It's not true. You cannot do that.
No, but can't you also find a future?
There's creative ways you can find to do anything with it if you want to.
If she announces she's going to run again for Senate, she can fund herself again with that money. Can't she keep it in her campaign bank account?
Yeah, that money.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy in New York who was in his 90s. He died. He had a few million dollars in the account, and he didn't have to do anything with it because, well, he said, I might run again. So, Jen, you're absolutely right. It has happened.
Well, I told you the story about the guy who was a congressman from Northwest Ohio, where I went to school. He and I were friends, actually. He passed away while he was still serving in Congress. He had $6 million in his campaign war chest and went to his wife.
Yeah, so,
there you go.
She did what she wanted to do with it.
That's a reason to marry a politician.
Bought electronics for the kids.
Marry an old Paul.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. All right, number eight is the Zimmerman lawsuit. Who knows anything about that?
Yeah, Doug, down here in Florida. A lot of people down here are talking about this again. Zimmerman back in the news this week, and a lot of people feel that he's got every right to go after the families for what he went through.
John, this is 10 years ago, isn't it? How long ago was this?
It wasn't 10 years ago. This was about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One wonders if this is coming out because of the release of the movie that Clint Eastwood has produced that was the sort of same general thing, right? The Richard Jewell movie, he was...
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that kind of a similar story?
Exactly. The guy who supposedly set off the bomb in the Atlanta Olympics... And a lot of people feel that Zimmerman has every right to go after the families for what they did to him.
Mm-hmm. And they did what exactly? Zimmerman did actually kill Trayvon Martin. I mean, Richard Jewell did not set off a bomb.
Well, it was that's correct, Victoria. But it was the stand your ground ruling that Zimmerman got off on. Never got charged with murder officially, and as a result, a lot of people feel his life was ruined, and therefore he's going after the families.
He didn't have a life to begin with. How can you ruin?
He's done a fair amount to continue ruining his own life, both before and afterwards.
He's a boob. But I think that Richard Jewell movie will be very interesting, and there's already Oscar buzz around it. Yet another Clint Eastwood. This guy at 87 years old is still cranking. He's pretty amazing. Yeah, knows how to do it. All right, let's see. Where are we?
Westerns.
Yeah, well, they've been all over the place on cable this week. All kinds of stuff. Clint Eastwood, even the old Dirty Harry movies have been dusted off.
Great Dirty Harry movies.
Yeah. Winter weather is number seven. Who has suffered here? Harper, you don't have any standing. You didn't suffer at all this week.
Not at all.
Okay. So you can take a rest. Jennifer,
well,
you had a lot of rain in California.
You can go now.
Right, hold on a second.
We did have a lot of rain in California, yeah. It was actually cold. The snow on Thanksgiving weekend actually took away power from, I think, 10,000 people in Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead. So
right,
in California,
you
can't
shut the power off up there.
Yeah, it's no fire, no rain, it's just everything. No snow, the power just goes off.
But, yeah, right.
That's awful. Right.
It's really.
I heard there was a dairy farmer somewhere in Massachusetts who had to crank up his Case tractor and remove a whole bunch of snow he did not expect. Did you hear anything about that, Doug?
Massey Ferguson tractor, please. Let's get it right.
Oh, Massey Ferguson.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was a John Deere.
There, Doug.
No, John Deere. We don't like green tractors here, John. Green tractors?
Okay.
No. Got to have red tractors. What Jensen's referring to is the amount of snow that I had here. I didn't have it. Everybody in New England had it. We were supposed to get... It's very interesting how often the snow lines go with the highways. I don't know if you've noticed that in other areas where there is weather. The weather north of the Mass Pike is different than the weather south of the Mass Pike. And the weather east of the 495 is different than the weather west of 495.
Yes.
And that was the whole thing this week. In my community of Framingham, the prediction was we'd get 2 inches of snow. Well, 18 inches later, the line moved about 10 miles because the next town over didn't get only a couple of inches, which is what we were supposed to get, but it stopped here. So the weather people were pretty accurate as to, you know, they were off by about 10 miles. But I think it really is kind of interesting to see how as many people complain about the weather forecast, it's pretty accurate now. But there's so much attention given to it. And these characters that work for the Weather Channel and AccuWeather who go out in the middle of the storms and they either get blown away by the hurricanes, they freeze their butts off standing in these snowstorms. Are people really intrigued by that? Do people actually watch that stuff?
Oh, God, yeah, they watch it. They watch it. Well, I think it's fascinating, but first of all, it's like the same people who go out in hurricanes, because you watch it like watching a train wreck, but it's also like, how cold are you really? And do you have those thingies on inside your yeah. shoes and your gloves to keep you warm? Yes, it's fascinating.
It is. Jennifer, are you still here? Jennifer, where's Jennifer?
I am still here. All
right.
Right here.
So let's talk about number one for a minute while you're still here. The
sure.
impeachment hearings and Nancy Pelosi telling everybody that she's a good Catholic and she doesn't hate Trump. I think that maybe was
this was an altercation that she had with James Rosen, who used to work for Fox News. He was actually the guy who was monitored by the Obama administration.
Ms. Pelosi, do you hate Trump?
Yeah, if you remember that scandal from a few years back, and now he works for Sinclair Broadcasting. And it really wasn't, I don't think it was really, I mean, it was a pointed direct question, but I don't think it was like an accusation. Because Doug Collins this week, who's a ranking member on the judiciary, said, well, this is a vendetta from Democrats against President Trump because they don't like him. They hate him. And so James Rosen says, hey, Pelosi, do you hate the president? And she spun around real fast. She was on her way off the off the stage already. She spun around real fast and gave him the what for and said, I don't hate anybody. And this is, I pray for the president every single day. Now, I don't know if I believe all of that, but she did take him to task pretty well for about 2 minutes, I think, she spent on him.
Really?
But this is, Pelosi is a Catholic and she's told the president in phone calls that she prays for him, and it's a grievous sin to hate as a Catholic. I'm not a
That's
Catholic.
It's a horrible emotion, no matter whether you're Catholic or not. Hate
you
is
know, so,
horrible.
But you
angry.
Understand why he asked the question. He asked the question because that was the contention of Republicans, that this is a personal vendetta against the president. And she really, like, she made it seem like it was an accusation more than a question.
Mm-hmm. Well, at any rate, it was very interesting to see the response, I thought, was very telling. And it was pretty appropriate, actually. Some of these news media jerks are really, they really, really have to get, whether they starch their shorts or not, I'm not sure, but it really is pretty outrageous, some of the things that they ask. And it isn't, they're not trying to probe, they're just trying to make noise so that they can be heard. Much as anything else. Jennifer Horn, John Harper, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Overview. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system in our country, if not in the world. All the boxes are checked off. Takes less than 5 minutes a day to whiten and brighten your teeth. It also, this product, Power Swabs, rehydrates the enamel on your teeth so that your teeth and everything in your mouth will not be as sensitive. There's no mess involved, no strips, no trays. You can see the results of using Power Swabs in just 5 minutes. Get rid of the coffee stains, the wine stains, the tea stains, the smoking stains. You'll improve the look of your teeth 6 shades. They'll be 6 shades whiter in 7 or 8 days when you get onto the program and stick with it. A lot of great results you can see if you go to the website for Power Swabs. A lot of great things that are being said by people that are using this product. Been around for quite a long time now. It's all natural. If you have what people reservingly called a cringeworthy smile or cringeworthy discolored teeth, Power Swabs will whiten your smile. You'll be ready for the holidays, nice pictures, all that good stuff. It's really a fabulous, all-natural product. So if you're interested in whitening your teeth, or maybe giving this to somebody you think needs it, 800-208-1797, that's the number to call. Order Power Swabs. Here's the deal. Use the DJV code. You'll get 40% off the cost. Then take an additional $10 off with the DJV code, plus a free quick stick to brighten your teeth on the move. 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now, time to continue our conversation about the stories, the hot hits from the News Talk Radio world. We do this every week for an hour with distinguished talk radio hosts like Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. John Harper is here from WMEL in Washington. In Washington, good day. We moved you up the coast about 1,000 miles, John, from the space coast of Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. I actually think that we should let Victoria and Rick go for a little bit. They were just having a conversation. I think that's good talk radio. So why don't you just go back to having your argument about the pluses and minuses of hate talk.
Well, what I was saying is that I think we did learn some things from the Gerald Nadler House Judiciary impeachment hearing.
I think I started this by saying off air that he was a boob and some other things.
Yeah.
Right? And that sort
of
started.
But we did learn some things. I mean, there are some people, Republicans and Democrats, who can maintain their dignity and credibility. They may not like Trump. You have, for example, Jonathan Turley, who voted for Hillary and confirms Trump's actions do not qualify for impeachment, but they are despicable. And then you have somebody who I believe is highly educated, accomplished, highly touted by others who are experts in the Constitution, and still be angry and partisan and just mean. And that I was talking about Pamela Carlin in that sense. And Victoria, you disagree?
I disagree. There were three constitutional experts who said that Trump's actions did rise to the level of impeachment, one who said they didn't. I think the Democrats made a mistake and they should have given the Republicans two constitutional experts and they should have had two constitutional experts. It should have been a two and two. But no, I don't think she was angry. I think she was making her point. But, you know, women aren't allowed to have particular demeanors, particular means, particular affects in our society, and so there you go. However, I think that the Barron Trump controversy manufactured controversy.
Well, manufactured how? Which part of it is manufactured?
Because there is. And this may be because I originally come from a different culture in which using words as analogies is not seen as an attack. I think it is wrong. And I was a White House correspondent for nearly 14 years. So, and I've been under Republican and Democratic presidents. And I think that the children are off limits. And yes. I've seen children of presidents attacked. And I've seen Barron Trump attacked by a Daily Caller reporter. So, you know, I've seen this boy attacked.
I understand. However, I understand where you're coming from.
No, you haven't heard me finish. But you haven't heard me finish making my point, except off the air. Using an analogy of saying that the name Barron does not make you a Barron is not an attack on the boy. It's using an analogy to continue the analogy that being a president doesn't make you a king. That in no way is saying that Barron Trump looks terrible in those trousers, or that Barron Trump shouldn't be smoking pot, or that anything else appalling, that or that Barron Trump looked weird in that expression. These are things that nobody should be saying about Barron Trump or following Barron Trump to school. Barron Trump goes to school 2 miles from me. Nobody should be doing any of these things. To use an analogy about his name, this is childish to attack grammar.
Plus the fact they didn't have to spell it because one of them is spelled with two R's and the other one is spelled with one R.
Look, he's a 13-year-old kid. You don't play with the kids when it comes to politics like that. You don't drag them into it. And it was just a mean and nasty thing to do.
Is he smoking pot at 13? Somebody's, where'd that come from? Because you just made a reference to, is he not, you just use that as an example? Or
I said, this is grammar. This is not about the boy. This is about grammar.
Yeah, but I wondered whether he was smoking pot. That was the question. 28 past the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797. For 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick, call for Power Swabs, 800-208-7.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The facts and the Constitution give us no choice but to impeach, move forward with impeachment of the president.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying yesterday that the House Judiciary Committee will continue with the impeachment inquiry, starting to draft formal articles of impeachment now.
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, "I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business."
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. All three crew members in yesterday's Minnesota Army National Guard helicopter crash are dead. The UH-60 Black Hawk went down south of St. Cloud. The IDs of the victims have not been released yet. Officials lost contact with the chopper while it was out on a maintenance test flight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL in Florida, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware. Do you guys want to finish? The people are on the edge of their seats listening to this conversation between Victoria and Rick Jensen about some of the nuances of what is, it sounds like, the truth versus fiction. I don't really know how to characterize the conversation that the two of you are having. John, you want to take a stab at it? You want to characterize what?
I'm going to take a longbow to him, and that is the only way to resolve this.
Really?
Agreed. Yeah, we're not going to agree. She does not believe that Professor Carlin was attacking Barron Trump, the 13-year-old kid, and I do believe it. I do think it's one of these things that that people are not agree upon. I mean, take a look what's going on constitutionally.
Let me throw this into this. The history, the modern history of this disgraceful entity we call, what is it, the Fifth Estate or whatever, the news media and it's James Bond has a license to kill. These people have a license to lie. And that's what it is. It's all this makeup, phony baloney stuff, and they have the balsam to pull some of these stunts like they did with Chelsea Clinton, the Bush girls.
That's appalling. And I agree, that is absolutely appalling. And yet this is not what that was, and I do think I'm on a I'm going to lose here because I'm speaking about it from a grammatical point of view. And
Doug, Victoria is not going to lose because I agree with her as well. This is ridiculous as far. Yeah, absolutely. This is ridiculous as far as breaking this down word by word. Syllable by syllable, what did she mean by that? The emphasis put on the words, totally inaccurate. I agree with you, Victoria. The kids in the White House should be off limits, but this woman the other day was just trying to make a point. Maybe it was incorrectly made, but nonetheless, she wasn't going after the first son, so I agree with you, Victoria.
And right. Doug, if I may, we talk a lot about talk radio and what it means to people in their lives, and I think this is a great example. Here we have people who disagree on the meaning of this, just like you have constitutional lawyers who disagree on the meaning of the same document that they're reading. I think this actually adds something to our society.
The definition
we can have
of
these,
the word is.
It is, because we can have these conversations and differences, and Victoria and I will never agree upon this, and that's fine, but I think it's great that we actually have these conversations, and we're not told.
Exactly. Right, that's why a longbow was sorted out. And I mentioned a longbow because I recently watched The King, the 2019 movie about Henry V.
Yeah. Okay, congratulations. So, Mayor Pete is coming up in the ratings, very strong showing in Iowa, because he's talking about the food supply. He's talking about farmers, and Iowa, obviously, a farm state. I think he's going to do very well there. I think he's coming around to doing quite well in a number of areas. And to show that he's doing better, you see Elizabeth Warren taking shots at him this week. She's falling like a rock, and he's going up. So he's waving at her on the way up while she's on the way down. And so you get the people colluding with her at the Huffington Post and wherever else you can find some support, and you get a lot of baloney. One of the things that has come out this week, though, that was very interesting, I don't know if anybody's talking about this. Buttigieg, how do you pronounce his name?
Buttigieg.
Okay. So apparently he worked
With Matt Pete.
That's what I am doing. Yeah. He apparently worked for some consulting firm, and he won't talk about who he worked for because, among other things, this outfit has done work for Trump. And apparently they're kind of bloodthirsty curs from what I can gather. But it's pretty big. I've never heard of them before. They got 30,000 employees. And so what does anybody really know what Mayor Pete was doing for him before he became
the
mayor?
Nobody knows. And this story has been circulating for a while, actually, online on a number of outlets. And he's been asked about it repeatedly by some of the more independent and left-leaning media, and he
they don't want to see him gain any traction.
They're after transparency, because this is something on his resume that he touts as his business experience, you see.
Mm-hmm.
This is his business experience. And then he won't answer any questions about what he did.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think he did, Victoria?
I have absolutely no idea what he did. No idea.
Anybody have any piece of this other than what I gleaned and what I threw into the mix for a little red meat?
Doug,
anybody?
Doug, John here. I have no idea what he did either. But the bottom line, getting to the end of the story, this country, whether you're Democrat or Republican, is not going to vote for someone who's going to have a first husband in the White House. So there's much to do about nothing. It ain't going to happen.
Well, I find him, because he's interested in the farmers, I find him to be an interesting candidate. I think he's too young to be president, no matter what his sexual preference is. I think he may make a good mate for Bloomberg, Bloomberg is going to surprise. I think already you see one of the things that we talked about on my weekday Monday through Friday program, the DJV show, is how Bloomberg, I know him. I know people that work for him. I know how studied he is. He would not have gotten into this had he not done immense research and come up with a way in which he could become the nominee and the president. He just wouldn't. He wouldn't have thrown his money into it. He doesn't waste anything. And so I feel, if you don't understand what the Bloomberg device is all about and how thorough it is, it's one of the most fascinating pieces of equipment that exists today in this computer world. I don't know if any of you ever used one or ever tried to use one or saw it being used, but this thing can figure out almost the algorithms. He could have put in all kinds of different scenarios or had his people do it and come up with the various ways in which he could win. And I'm sure that he's done that, and the reason that his name is as well known as it is, and that device is as popular as it is, and as expensive as it is because it's practically never wrong about anything, whether it's watching the markets, what to buy, what it just doesn't, it doesn't make mistakes. So,
I think it's a good point. I have a quick question for you about Mayor Pete. How do we think he's going to do in the South? Because that's important.
Not well, because he's gay. Not going to do well at all.
He just isn't doing well among blacks. I don't think it's the gay thing.
No. I don't know. What are black people not like about him? I don't get that angle. I don't know it. Are you trying to tell us something that we don't know?
He just hasn't sold himself well.
Yeah, he has not. He's not really connected, is what it is.
Is he doing state by state? Is he spending his time and effort in the states one by one as they have primaries? When is the first Southern primary? When is the first primary?
What, in South Carolina?
Southern state. Yeah, when's that? Or any Southern state. I don't know what the answer
is. I think it's coming up in the first quarter of next year. I don't know exactly when that is. Hey, if I may, you know, John, you talked about he can't possibly be elected because he's gay and you can't have a first husband in the White House. I saw a poll recently, Republicans and Democrats, obviously more Democrats than Republicans, saying yes. But the question was this, is America ready for a gay president? And what I found to be interesting in the poll is a majority of them said yes, but I'm not sure about my neighbor. You know, sure, I'm ready for him, but I don't know about the guy who lives next door.
I think at this moment, John's right. I think there is that. It's too bad, but it is the way it is. And so the culture of that having been what it is or being what it is, I think gets in the way a lot of people's thinking. But it reminds me when I was a kid, John Kennedy ran for president, and he really did lose. Yeah, other than winning in Chicago. I mean, Nixon won that race, that election in 1960, but it didn't work because of the counting of the votes in Chicago and the Electoral College in Illinois. And so, Nixon, to his credit, never challenged it, which he could have and probably would have won. The buzz around when I was in high school was that we're going to have a Catholic president. The Pope's going to run the country. I mean, that kind of crap. And when Joe Lieberman, who's one of the most outstanding human beings in politics or anywhere else that I've ever met, was running with the Gore, people said, we're going to have a Jew as vice president. How are we going to do that? And, in fact, Al Gore won that election, but who's counting? I think that becomes nonsensical. But I do think that we're, like it or not, people said we're ready for a black president. Hello. We're one by one, John, those barriers and walls, which seem to be kind of nonsensical in the modern world, get broken down. But I think the gay thing is going to be the longest, the hardest one of those things to overcome.
It will eventually. You're right. You're right, Doug. I agree. And going back to JFK, you're right about the Pope running America.
I can remember studying that in high school in the civics class and thinking, looking around the room, and hearing these people, and even at that, I mean, what am I, I was a not sophisticated freshman in high school, But I remember just kind of looking at the room and thinking, what difference does it make? But it is. You get into these things. Right? Let's see. Well, we've got to pause for a couple of minutes. We'll take on one more item here in a matter of moments. Getting healthy the right way is the job that Calitren has taken on. Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is America's weight loss formula when it comes to being free of stimulants. Coming from somebody who on occasion has used this and has seen the weight go away. I'm not overweight, but there's always 4 or 5 pounds that I'd like to shed, and I want to keep it off. And this is the secret here. This is not magic. This is pretty intelligent technology on the part of the people put this formula together. They've done it with all natural, healthy ingredients like, the main ingredient is collagen, which is the protein in your body that helps you rebuild or keep your body strong. And so if you want to go on the offensive and get started now instead of waiting till after the new year to keep the weight where it needs to be, all you have to do is go to calitren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, get the natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Get on the program. It won't happen overnight. Take you 4 to 6 months. Lose the weight and keep it off. Stay on the program. There's success stories on top of success stories here for this. At the moment, the Christmas deal is you buy 3 at the regular price and you get 3 free when you use the DJV code. So go right now while you're thinking about it. Let's start the program. Keep yourself healthy during the holidays. Eat what you want, but keep your body in check. The natural drug-free way to lose weight and keep it off, Calitren. It is. I mean, I have been onto this thing for a couple of years because I like to keep myself. I have this horrible sweet tooth, frankly, and it doesn't do my waist any good. But this I've taken these and they don't upset my stomach. It's just smart. All right, go to Calitren.com. The deal with the DJB code is buy 3 and get 3 free.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
All right, number 6 on the story list this week is the scandal involving Prince Andrew. my comment is the laugh that I just... All right, so, Victoria, you're a Brit birth. What's the scoop here, you think?
Well, I think the really big scoop is frankly, less about Prince Andrew. It's partly about Prince Andrew, but it's also about the royal reception that President Trump and other world leaders went to, where Princess Anne threw shade at President Trump.
What does that mean, threw shade? What does that mean?
Well, she threw her hands up when the Queen gestured at her. Come and meet President Trump. She threw her hands up, shrugged and said, no, I'm not going to meet him. Well, that's Princess Anne. She's got a real
eye. Yeah. Okay, well. Anyway, so we're not talking about Prince Andrew and who was it that said he was a great guy? I'm trying to remember, other than Trump. There are a lot of pictures.
Do you remember as a kid he was known as Randy Andy? And now everybody's acting like, he couldn't have done anything. Yeah. He was known that way.
And he had the most wonderful wife, Fergie. I don't know where she is these days, but I always thought she was fabulous. And she managed to figure him out quickly and hit the road. This guy is scoundrel is probably too good a word for him, but he is apparently what he is and what people think about him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here on the Talk Radio Review.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chucker. Time for a little love. It's Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments. This is a regular pop song, but it was in a well-known movie, right? Probably been a couple of movies.
It was in Scrooge from 1988, Bill Murray. I'm doing a revival of it, actually, this Sunday night at my local theater. Yeah, hoping to get a pretty good crowd. Get people into the Christmas spirit, Doug.
But after that, then this is a double feature. The second movie is The Grinch That Stole Christmas. It's a double feature for Christmas. Merry Christmas. All right.
Yeah.
The first Wonder Woman trailer. What, the movie is called Wonder Woman 1984. Why is it called that? The next Wonder Woman movie is called 1984. Why?
Because the movie takes place in 1984.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yes.
So
I love the first Wonder Woman movie. I'm looking forward very much to this one. Yeah.
Well, you know, what I like best about it is that they bring back how they do this would be very interesting to see. But they bring back the co-star,
Chris Pine,
who blew up in an airplane in the last movie.
Yes. So Here's the thing. Let me just emphasize this. That his death in that film gave that movie a lot of power.
Uh-huh.
And to reverse that, I have very mixed feelings about it. I am curious to see how they do it. I know why they do it, because their chemistry was so good in that film.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
But I don't know, creatively, I don't know if audiences are going to dig that or not. I don't know.
We'll see. All right, so some of the teases that are out, apparently The trailer is coming out this weekend, or it is in some theaters in parts of the world, out in England stuff. Is that true? Do you hear that? And down in Brazil?
So Wonder Woman?
Yeah, the trailer.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I would expect the trailer as soon as coming out this
supposed
summer,
to be out.
So.
Kara, didn't we hear it was coming out this weekend?
There's a Comic-Con in Sao Paulo in Brazil, and so they're going to be debuting Gal Gadot and the director are both going to be down in Brazil, so they're debuting the trailer this weekend.
There we go. All right, that'll be around. All right, what else is happening?
When we were playing that music, The Scrooge, I just want to point out, and when that movie came out in 1988, Bill Murray, who did not get along again with the director, who was Richard Donner, on that set, and Richard Donner had a reputation for being a really good guy, and Bill Murray's playing the character of Scrooge, a modern-day version. He said, quote, acting nice is easy, being nice is hard.
He has a trail of disappointed fans. He can be nasty, I guess.
He can. I don't know. He seems to really go at it with either a director or a co-star in a really nasty way. But he's very well liked by the public. His movies are most of them are legendary. And I didn't realize this. When he did Scrooge in '88, he did not work in movies. He took a 4-year hiatus after the success of Ghostbusters in '84. So that was his first film. 4 years later, he didn't do a movie after. I did not realize that until I read the footnotes on Scrooge, because I always introduce when I do a revival. Anyway, right. Doug, I thought that was interesting. This weekend in theaters, really only one movie opens of any consequence. It's the whistleblower thriller Dark Waters with Mark Ruffalo. It's only tracking around a $4.5 million opening.
That looks like a good movie to me. The trouble is people don't want to see this.
See
of course.
Yep.
This is a message movie that's very true, and because it affects people like me who are in the farming business, the public is so benign. I mean, benign isn't the right word. Is just so distanced from what goes on the farm.
I agree.
And what our food supply is, they don't show any interest in this because they don't even understand what the story is about. Ruffalo is a good actor.
Yeah, very good.
He comes across differently in this from any role that I think you've seen him in. Looks like he gained some weight for the role as well. It'll be very controversial no matter what. Any Oscar buzz around it?
Yeah, there is a little bit of Oscar buzz around it. Reviews are really good, like 90-something percent on RottenTomatoes.com. This is sort of this weekend, sort of the calm before the storm. You got next weekend, Jumanji 2, Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart. That's going to be a massive hit. And the week after, you got that movie called Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, which will dominate.
Isn't that Richard Jewell movie is good.
That comes out also. Which is getting really good reviews. There's some really good stuff going to come out in the month of. Also, Bombshell, which looks like a really good film.
I don't know about that one. What's that one?
It's about the Roger Ailes incident.
That'll be a good movie. Yeah, good stories there. Good. Thank you, Chuck.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.